Rebecca Lutz, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
From COCA, Central Oregon Coast Association.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can make it today.
I'm glad I can make it too. There's traffic out there. We like it.
There is traffic.
We like it.
It sort of changes sometimes your approach to how you navigate.
It's really funny. When we're driving down the road, we laugh about this in our office all the time. When we're driving down the road and there's cars and you're trying to get someplace, or you're trying to get from a side road onto the highway, or you're almost late for a meeting and you're behind that car that's going 25 in a 55. It's like, oh, would you hurry up?
Yeah.
And then you think, but that's what we're doing. That's the benefit and the drawback of what we do. If we're successful in what we do in bringing people here to Lincoln County, and that's a really good thing. We just, as locals, have to remember that as we go through the summer and go, where is all these cars?
Yeah. Remind yourself to leave a little earlier. I think you go through that transition where as the traffic gets more intense, you go, wait a second, I need to leave 5 minutes early to get to places. And, though, it's a thing of beauty in a way, because we were in Bend a couple of weeks ago and realized that we're one of those people that are here now.
Well,
just trying to figure out
people.
Where we're going.
Yeah, we are. At some point in the year, we hope, we're all that person that's trying to figure out which turn are you supposed to take, how fast are you supposed to be going, what's the name of the street that you're coming up on, all those things that we do. Oh, and is it a one-way street or not, and am I going the wrong way on that one-way street? I've done that, and that's not a good feeling.
Well, it's good news for us because it's a shot in the arm that we need, and that's really the business you're in.
It is the business we're in, to bring people here. However we work on getting those promotions done. So I'm just going to share one with you that we're working on right now.
Yeah.
The Newport Chamber of Commerce, the Lincoln City Visitor and Convention Bureau, and COCA went together and are doing a promotion in Bend, in the Bend area, to bring traffic over here. And we selected Bend because it's far enough away that people typically aren't going to come over and do the things that they're going to do and all that there is to experience and do on the Central Coast and then go home that same day. They're going to come over. They're going to spend the night. We want to get people to spend the night here. They tend, obviously, even if they're camping, they're spending money at a grocery store or at a camping site or at a hotel or at a restaurant or in a shop. They're spending money. So we want them to come and spend the night. And so we're running that promotion right now, and it's driving them to the website and then, booking lodging accommodations and then coming on over. So we're excited about that. We'll run that one through. I believe it runs through the end of October.
Can you talk about real quickly, the umbrellas of marketing and promotion as they kind of step down through each of the areas?
Like from starting with the state?
Yeah.
So there's Travel Oregon, and it's also known as the Oregon Tourism Commission.
Mm-hmm.
It is the statewide marketing organization for tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So they're that really big statewide umbrella that covers really everything. And then they look to the regional destination marketing organizations. And there's seven of those around the state. The Oregon Coast, Portland, Greater Portland, Mount Hood, Columbia River Gorge, Eastern Oregon, Central Oregon, Southern Oregon, and the Willamette Valley. Hey, I got them all. That's the next layer, looking at a larger section. So like the Oregon Coast goes from Astoria down to Brookings. And then you have COCA, which is a regional marketing organization, but it's a smaller region. So we do all of Lincoln County. That's our mission, is to promote this county. So all the cities that are in it, all the different cities. So we work with all the chambers and the visitor bureaus, Lincoln City, Depot Bay, Walport, Yahats, Toledo, Sillette, Newport, and promote this area. So that's one of the ways that we do that. We look at ways, how can we stretch our dollars? I mean, dollars are pretty tight for everybody. So we look at how do you stretch them? How do you make a dollar go farther? And what we've realized in our research and just watching a traveler travel they don't come and stay in one city and never leave that city. Mm-hmm. They may, but most of the time they're going to travel off. They're going to leave a city and they're for a day trip. Or they're going to spend one night in one city, go to another city, you know, further down the road and do some kind of hopping and skipping in their travel. So the more we tell them about what there is to see and do here, the longer they'll stay here, and the more likely, the greater the likelihood is that they're going to come back. So, you know, we do that in a couple of ways. One, we have the website, mm-hmm. coastvisitor.com. We're always adding new information, new things to that all the time. And then we also have our Oregon Central Coast Visitor Guide. This is a very popular guide. We've done research with our visitor, and they love the guide. They love the size. It's a smaller guide than a lot of them that you see. You'll see a full magazine size. Mm-hmm. Ours is more of a brochure size, but it's 78 pages. It's a large guide as far as content in it. We produce 200,000 of these every year.
Wow.
And that's a lot. I mean, when you look at the number of copies, the distribution that we do, this last year, we have a gentleman that does distribution around Lincoln County. So 85,000 of the guides went into businesses in Lincoln County and got into the hands of the traveler. I was talking to a lady down in Yahatch yesterday, and I said, the idea of our guide is for somebody that picks it up in Lincoln City to come to Yahatch and do and experience something there. Mm-hmm. And if they're in Yahatch, to draw them to Toledo because they've picked up the guide and learned something in it that they want to go do or see or eat or play. So that's, I mean, and it works. I mean, people are picking them up. We also distribute them through the state welcome centers, the Portland Airport, Portland Downtown Welcome Center, which is at Pioneer Courthouse Square. They have 600,000 people that go through that welcome center every year. That's a lot of people. So, and then through the state, through the chambers and visitor centers around the state, AAA offices. We're also coming up on the Oregon State Fair. So we'll do them there. We'll talk more about the state fair here in a little bit, but.
You know, I noticed there was some criticism in the media recently about the Lincoln City's Visitor and Convention Bureau, you know, and talking to you, I know there's just a lot of effort that goes into promote all the activities that we have here. So I was kind of surprised, you know, to see that. But, and, you know, in talking to you and learning about these things, I mean, it just seems to me that we put a lot of energy into promoting, and it really does give people ways to find out what they can do here.
Yes.
Because now that we have a one-year-old and going on our first trip, I mean, the paradigm for us has changed. I don't know that this is the same for everybody, but we really have to think more now about, whereas before we would just kind of, you know, go haphazardly as a family, I think we have to make strategic stops. We're thinking about those things. And, you know, this guide has so much variety in it. And like you said, what really is typical? I mean, when someone makes this trip, they're really going to, you know, roam around quite a bit.
They are. And the more we tell them in this, I mean, they've told us they like this because it'll fit in a pocket. It fits in a glove box. Mm-hmm. It fits in a purse. A guy can put it in his hip pocket, you know, and they're carrying it around with them. They save them. They, you know, they put the little side pocket in your car. They had somebody email me the other day, and they had that's where they put it. So they knew how to plan their trip the next time they were coming, you know, the next time they were going to come. And so, you know, the information that we share in here is important.
Yeah.
And just giving them that knowledge. And you can't write everything about everybody, about all the stuff in here. So what the idea is, you give them the good faces, and then either direct them to the website so they're, you know, they're getting a good idea of where to go and what to do, or, you know, a phone number, or they're going to stop in the local chamber, or we've had people stop by our office, and which is kind of hidden in the back because mm-hmm. we don't do a lot of storefront you know, contact one-on-one with people like that. We're more on the internet and on the telephone and out of the community doing, travel shows and contacting people. You know, I commented about the Oregon State Fair. Mm-hmm. That's coming up on
Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Rebecca Lutz. She's the director of COCA, Central Oregon Coast Association. We're gonna cap off the program about how you can participate in the visitors' guides, advertising opportunities there. But you'd said the state fair, you're going to promote Lincoln County there.
Yeah, we have the pleasure of having a Lincoln County booth at the Oregon State Fair. And it's a great opportunity for us, mm-hmm, as a county to go and promote this county. And so we put up a booth. We put up a Central Oregon Coast booth, and we pass out this guide and talk to people. But we also look for, I mean, the fair is 12 days, so it's a long time, mm-hmm, and frankly, we don't have enough energy and staff to staff the fair for that many days. So we look to our Lincoln County residents and business owners to go over there and promote their business during that time. So right now we have all but 4 days filled, which is really exciting.
Oh, wow.
But we still have 4 days, and you get free admission into the state fair. You get free parking. We don't pay for it, but you can eat as many of corn dogs and cotton candy and
elephant ears,
all the other things that you can get at the Oregon State Fair, and have access to those. The 4 days that we still need coverage are the two weekends, so okay, August 27th and 28th, and August 3rd and 4th. And all we're asking for is somebody to go to the fair, staff the booth, for about 6 hours during that time. You don't have to stand there for 6 hours, but take your literature about your city, about your individual business, go over there and talk about doing business with your business here in Lincoln County.
Okay.
I know one of our lodging properties last year went, they handed out coupons, and for their 1 day at the fair, they booked 13 nights worth of lodging.
Wow.
So that was a really good return on their investment, and we just encourage you to do that. If you would like to, or if you want more information, more details, call us at the office, 541-265-2064, and ask for Lucy.
Okay.
Again, that's 541-265-2064. And it's a great way to go over there and have fun at the state fair.
Or coastvisitor.com.
Coastvisitor.com is our website.
Okay. And that'll get them to you.
Yes, it will.
So August 27th, 28th, 3rd, and 4th, 6 hour shifts roughly.
Yeah. Hand out your literature. Hand out the COCA visitor guide. Hand out your literature. And mm-hmm. Talk about coming to Lincoln County.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a volunteer opportunity there, and really a self-promotion, and
yeah,
it's a good thing that we're there.
And it doesn't cost anything. I mean, well, you have to drive over there, mm-hmm, and if you're sending staff, you have your staff time, but you're not paying for the booth there. We don't charge a fee for you to come staff a day at the fair. We don't charge a fee for that. So, and there's lots of people that go to this state fair and are looking for fun things to do. So
nice.
Give us a call. We'd be happy to have you over there.
12 days filled already.
12 days, yeah.
So the guides, to make sure we fit this in, local businesses and organizations can put their information in here. How does that work?
We are a membership organization, and so pay, you get a basic listing in the visitor guide, or you can buy advertising in the guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pennies for the number that we produce. When you look at it, and you look at it, it's out all year long, so it comes out in the middle of December. It's out until the middle of December next year. And you know, you have many opportunities to do that. So every time, even if you can't go staff the booth at the state fair, mm-hmm, if you have an ad in here, you have a presence in front of those people that we're handing this guide out to. And we'll hand out thousands of these guides at the state fair. So it's that advertising in there is a great way to just kind of piggyback along with us, go with us with whatever we're doing to promote this county.
And you got a new look, right?
We have a new look. I'm very excited about this. This is our 13th year to publish this guide.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a similar look most of this time. We've tweaked it a little bit. But we have a new design company, and we're very excited about the new look. It's a it's a fresh look. It's a clean look. I think there's probably more white space and more mm-hmm. photos in it than what we've had in the past. And so we're excited about the change of color, the change, just the whole look that's going to be incorporated into the new guide for 2012.
Yeah, you've got these plates here that you brought. And I think
we don't have smell-o-vision for the...
No smell-o-vision.
No smell-o-vision.
I'm sure Bob King's working on smell-o-vision, though, for K-Cup. Yeah, it's just got a nice modern look. We've got 3 minutes left, by the way.
Okay.
And I think this is going to go over huge.
Yeah.
They're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
So
we're excited about that, about the new look, and we're still working a little bit on the kind of, I mean, this is what you're looking at is kind of a conceptual idea.
Mm-hmm.
It might tweak even still a little bit more as the final guide kind of all comes together and we're looking at how things kind of flow into the book. But, this is a opportunity to participate with us and to be involved in marketing this county to the outside world.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We do it both domestically in the U.S. We also do some of it for the international arena, although that can get really expensive to mail visitor guides. But we look at all that when we're working on the website and encouraging people to come here and play.
Well, and if our listeners want to see what it's like, you know, you can obviously pick these up at any Chamber of Commerce in our area. But
visitor guide, absolutely.
Online,
yep.
You can go through a great digital tour of that guide.
Yes, you can. It is online. It's in a PDF, so people can download it. It's at the coastvisitor.com website address. Go take a look at it, and we can talk about all the opportunities that are available in there, just from the basic listing up to a full page.
Okay. Yeah. Well, very good. New guide coming up. If you're interested in getting in it for next year, go to coastvisitor.com and or call you at
541-265-2064.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you for coming on the program. Of course, it's never as long as we need.
Never.
But very informative. Never. And thank you for working to promote Lincoln County.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
It's really important, and you're doing a great job. That's
Thanks.
Rebecca Lutz, Central Oregon Coast Association, also known as COCA. And we'll have you back on the program again.
Love it.
Well, we're coming to a close now. Thanks for listening to us here on KCUP. Remember that if you want to download this program or stream it later this morning, it'll be available on kcup.net. And you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're part of that Lifestyles on the Oregon Coast programming offered here by K-Cup. And every day, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., you're going to learn more about the wonderful things that are happening on the Central Oregon Coast. So we'll see you next week at 8:30 a.m. on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you have a wonderful one.